Hello, and welcome to another episode of Empowering Equality, the Inclusive Workplace and Supply Council of Canada, or IWSCC's podcast on all things supplier diversity. I'm your host, Alex Dirksen, and I am so super happy to have a conversation with my guest today, Claudia Santaremo from the city of Brampton. Welcome, Claudia, to the show.
Thank you for having me here today.
Yeah, I know we've had the opportunity to meet in the past, and I'm really excited to have a conversation to get to know you a little better today. So you do work with the City of Brampton. The City of Brampton is one of IWSCC's corporate members. When I think of the City of Brampton, well, I think of the Flower City, and I think of some family that I have that lives out that way. I'm also Ontario born and raised here. But I know that when we think of procurement and when we think of doing business with organizations, maybe thinking of doing that with a city or a municipality might be a little more mystifying or not quite as clear. Can you tell me a little bit about what that looks like with the City of Brampton?
For sure. My name is Claudia Santaremo, Manager of Procurement Performance at the City of Brampton, as you mentioned. So as part of my role here and responsibility, one of the key responsibilities is leading the sustainable procurement initiatives. So within the social procurement pillar of sustainable procurement, we have a supply chain diversity program, and that was launched back in April of 2022. The city really wanted to bring sustainability into our procurement process, and the easiest and fastest way to implement supplier diversity was within our invitational procurement program, which is the $25,000 to $100,000 range. Since the launch of the program 2 years ago, our sustainable procurement pathway has taken off, and council endorsed a sustainable procurement strategy and more recently approved the Fair Wage and Community Benefits policy. So we're currently recruiting for a sustainable procurement advisor, and that will allow us to have a dedicated staff responsible to lead this whole sustainable procurement initiative.
Yeah, that sounds great. So the city council at Brampton sounds like they've put a lot of effort into helping support this, and your team's expanding over there. So hopefully the program will expand as well. That's wonderful to hear. So you mentioned your position at the City of Brampton. Can you tell us a little bit more about how you fit into I know we brought up a lot of kind of key terms like social procurement and sustainable procurement and supplier diversity. Can you tell me just a little bit more about how your role fits in there and maybe a little bit about how you found yourself in the supplier diversity space?
For sure. So we wanted to find a low-hanging fruit, we implemented this supply chain diversity program for invitationals, which is at 25 to 100,000. So my role really is to run this whole program. So we're looking at, like I was mentioning, the community benefits policy and looking at eventually at implementing it this year. And with the new sustainable procurement advisor coming on, we anticipate to move this needle further along with the whole social procurement aspect.
Great. And I hope for our listeners out there as well, it's a great example of how getting started with supplier diversity, with more inclusive procurement and involving more diverse owned businesses in our supply chains can really be an incremental process. It doesn't necessarily need to be gung-ho 100% right from the beginning. It's all about putting that thought and that planning in and just getting started. So it's great to hear about all the progress that's been made over in Brampton as well. So while we're talking about all these kind of buzzwordy key terms and things like that, when it comes to supplier diversity, what, in your words, what exactly is supplier diversity and what does it mean to you and the City of Brampton?
So I believe supplier diversity really aims to create opportunities for those historically underrepresented groups in business by ensuring they have access to these procurement opportunities. And I believe this approach will foster inclusivity and innovation and also economic growth within our communities.
Yeah, fantastic. I agree, and I hope so too. We know that a lot of diverse-owned businesses have really unique qualities because of the unique experiences that that they live through. Just the more diverse a business ecosystem we have, the more innovation, the more new ideas, and the more competition we get too, which is always fantastic.
For sure.
So earlier I did mention that the City of Brampton is an IWSCC corporate member. In your words, can you tell me about what that means to be a corporate member with the IWSCC?
So I guess first off, we would have access to diverse suppliers who own and operate their own business. And it's really an opportunity to meet these suppliers through various methods hosted by IWSCC, like those matchmaker sessions that you guys conduct.
Yes. We love our Match Made in 5 Minutes series. Great way to get connected with a bunch of suppliers at once. And we're always looking for new ways to support our community, to support our corporate members, and to support the suppliers that we certify as well and help grow their businesses and build their networks as well. For the City of Brampton, how does certification and becoming a certified diverse-owned business actually help a business work with the city or earn work with the city?
So I guess when you become certified with our supply chain diversity program, our purchasing bylaw dictates that they have to invite three suppliers to the table. So now with supply chain diversity program, what that does, it gives a seat at the table for these certified diverse suppliers. So one out of the three, when they invite them to the procurement, has to be a certified diverse supplier.
Okay, so it's an invitational process you mentioned earlier, where it sounds like there isn't a guarantee of work for that supplier, but it does help to make sure that there's, as you said, a seat at the table for them.
Yes, because of what we were finding in over the years in speaking to suppliers, and they never even got that opportunity to bid. So this gives them that opportunity, that seat at the table, and it becomes a fair playing field after that.
Yeah, that's great. We also find at the IWSCC another struggle that a lot of diverse-owned businesses, in our case, businesses owned by persons with disabilities or by veterans, struggle to build up the level of experience that a lot of procurements want to see in businesses, especially maybe small or medium-sized businesses. Procurement can be a really big hurdle to overcome for any business, and because it's a larger scale of contracts, especially, I would guess, in the case of working with a whole city, it's very important, of course, to have your resume put together, to have your experience and so on. So what we found is that the opportunity for the businesses owned by people from different diversities, by veterans and persons with disabilities, as well as people of color and women and people from the 2S LGBTQI+ community and so on, have had a little bit of a less opportunity to get that seat, which means they get less experience. Their resume doesn't get to expand in the same way, and it kind of creates this almost negative snowball, and we really want to help empower that positive snowball. We want to help get them, as you said, a spot at the table, the opportunity to bid and to experience the flow of procurement, and to get feedback from organizations and from municipalities like Brampton. So if I say I'm a diverse supplier, I own my business, maybe I'm even a small business owner, and I want to get started working with the City of Brampton. What are my first steps? What's the best way to get started?
So one of the first steps the supplier should do in order to work with the City of Brampton is the City of Brampton uses bids and tenders to maintain our vendor database, and we post our public, which is over 100,000, and invitational bid opportunities, which I previously mentioned, 25 to 100K. So it's very important to register as a Brampton supplier with bids and tenders. So you'd go to brampton.bidsandtenders.ca and follow the steps to create a free vendor account. One thing I want to note is when creating an account on as a Brampton vendor, I can't stress the importance of ensuring that you select the accurate categories that represents the goods or services your organization offers. So when our internal city staff go into bids and tenders and they create that invitational procurement, they would select the category that matches what they are procuring for. So this provides them a list of suppliers that are certified diverse suppliers that offer the good or service that they're procuring. So if the category is incorrect, if selected you as a supplier, possibly be receiving an invitation to bid calls that aren't relevant to your organization, as well as internal city staff will be receiving no bids to their procurements. So you can see how this could cause future problems with the program.
Definitely. It sounds like we really want to help as hypothetical business owner, Alex. I want to make sure I help myself get connected with the city of Brampton. And I'm sure the folks at Brampton want to have the best tools at their disposal and all the best information as well. I know that sometimes maybe filling out paperwork and forms and signing up for another thing can be a little tedious, but I always like to think that another way to look at it is getting to know those categories that your business fits into is always a great way to give yourself a refresher, give yourself a little assessment on what your business does and how you fit into the ecosystem. So maybe it's a good opportunity to treat it like a little exercise as well for our listeners at home who might be business owners themselves.
Yeah. And I have to say, it shouldn't take that long. Like within 5 minutes, you'll have that account created if it's electronic, so it's all on the computer. And I do want to mention, in addition to that, was just ensuring that you continually keep your account up to date. So that means the correct email address is important. We recommend choosing a generic email that is monitored daily, because when inviting suppliers to procurements, it's through email. So if an employee no longer works for the organization, the invitation will be sent to an email that no longer is valid, and the supplier would miss that invitation. So having that generic email address would avoid the issue of ensuring you continually have to update the account. And really, it'll open up opportunities for those small to medium-sized businesses, this invitational program. But I can't stress the importance of just ensuring that that's accurate because of how email is what drives it.
Definitely. So you heard it here. Maybe you heard it here first. Register bids and tenders for free. Get that account sorted. And maybe remember to check in on it every once in a while as well. I know we're kind of coming to the end of our time together, unfortunately. And I've got my little lightning round to end us off with. But before we jump into that, is there anything else you'd like to say to our listeners, maybe about becoming a supplier with the city of Brampton, the right place to contact you, or the right place to reach out?
Just, you can always reach out to me. I'm open to email. You can reach me at claudia.santramo@brampton.ca. And if you have any questions about the program, I'll be more than willing to help you out. But definitely register, because everything is done, both, like I mentioned, invitational and public, are done through bids and tenders. So definitely register on that.
All right. Well, let's jump right into my little lightning round. I love to end all of my conversations with this, because I know that with business owners, they could be busy entrepreneurs and work is life and life is work sometimes. With purchasers and folks who work for large purchasing organizations, for municipalities and so on, sometimes it can feel a little bit like these big, scary organizations that are just made of busy bees, but they're full of people too. So I like to learn a little bit more about you. So Claudia, to get started, when you're not working with the city of Brampton, what do you like to do to spend your spare time? Do you have any hobbies?
Unfortunately, I don't have much time to myself. Three kids in competitive hockey tends to take up most of my spare time.
Right on.
So when I do have time, it's taking time for myself, whether watching my favorite show or going to out to my favorite restaurant. But like I said, I don't have much time to spare, unfortunately.
No, that's fair. It sounds like you've got plenty of time spent at the local hockey game. I hope the teams are doing well this season.
Yes.
I suppose we're coming to the end of winter now, so I hope they had a great year.
Yes. Thank goodness I get a little bit of time back.
just a little bit of a break, maybe before they jump into some fun things to do over the summer. Always, busy at work and busy at home, I'm sure keeps everything energetic and exciting. Sure. With such a busy schedule, maybe you might not always have time to start your day with a healthy breakfast and so on. But in a past life, I was a humble fry cook making all day breakfast for everybody. So breakfast is a big passion of mine. And I'm always really curious what everyone's favorite breakfast food is. So when you like to start your day, what's your favorite way to do that?
Oh, I like bagels.
Yes.
I like a bagel, toasted bagel.
Excellent. I used to work across from a nice little bakery in downtown Toronto on Eglinton West that made, to this day, still the best bagel I've ever had. And I love nothing more than just kind of jogging across the street to get, I'd get a bagel for breakfast. I'd get a bagel for lunch. I'd get a bagel on the way home. Anytime, any place. I definitely agree. I love a good bagel. Are you a cream cheese person? Or are you sort of a breakfast sandwich person?
I like everything.
Excellent. Right on.
Me both. Yes.
And what's your favorite kind of bagel? Are you just sort of, let's go with the everything and throw everything on there?
Everything bagel. Yes.
Excellent. Sure. Yeah. Why stop at poppy seed or sesame seed when you can do it all?
I do it all.
Fantastic. Just one last question before we head out today. And of course, thanks so much for joining me and spending some time with me on the show. For our listeners, for business owners, and maybe just for life, what is a good piece of advice?
Although I should take it myself, my own advice, I would say prioritize self-care and make time for activities that recharge you mentally, physically, and emotionally. So taking care of yourself allows you to handle those life challenges, right? And be more present for others. And I admit I have to do this more often.
I think we all have good advice in our lives that we feel like we should take more often. But that's why I like to ask that question so much, is so that we have the opportunity to sort of share those little nuggets that we all pick up. So thank you very much for sharing a little bit today. And for our listeners, for folks at home, thank you so much for joining us today as well. Empowering Equality is hosted again by the Inclusive Workplace and Supply Council of Canada, or IWSCC. We're connecting disabled-owned and veteran-owned businesses with opportunities across Canada. A big thank you to Pod Supply for producing this episode, and to our sponsors RBC and Bell. As our 2024 ASL leader, RBC helps us provide American Sign Language for our show and for all of our events, with additional support from champions like Bell. And that interpretation that you're seeing on your screen, if you're joining us on YouTube today, is supplied by Maple Communications Canada. If you want to learn more about the IWSCC, you can find us at www.iwscc.ca. And if you want to learn more about working with the city of Brampton, you can reach out to Claudia at the email address that she mentioned earlier, and we'll provide that in the description. And Claudia, is there a good, maybe a website for the city of Brampton that folks can visit as well?
Sure. Brampton, it's www.brampton.ca. And I thought, I forgot to mention, we have upcoming May 23rd of this year of 2024, our reverse vendor trade show. That I believe you'll be sending out, the IWSCC will be sending out broadcasts, but you can go on to that website and register as well. And it'll be a great opportunity to meet various divisions, representatives from various divisions within the city of Brampton.
Excellent. Yeah, very cool. We'll, of course, always communicate things from our corporate members and other opportunities that are great for our suppliers and for our community. as much as we can. And hey, Southwestern Ontario listeners out there, check it out, visit brampton.ca and take a look at the Reverse Vendor Trade Show. So you'll find all those links down in the description for the video, or for the episode if you're listening on your favorite audio platform. If you enjoyed this conversation as much as I did, then be sure to like, subscribe, favorite, follow the show, IWSCC, the City of Brampton. Thanks so much again for joining us. Make sure to take some time for some self-care and keep on empowering equality. And we'll see you next time.